News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, those visiting Dublin could soon face a tourist levy as four city council authorities have signed up for a working group to explore the proposal, and such a tax could be in place by September. But with tourist tax being quite common across Europe, what do other cities and countries do? I'm joined now by Claire Dunn, who is the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Before we get into what other places do, Claire, your reaction to the idea of a tourist tax in Dublin, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, Ciara, nobody likes tax, you know what I mean? Like, so good morning. Nobody likes tax. But at the same time, it's a very common thing now. It's yes. very widespread all around Europe and all around the world, in fact, and it varies all over the place. So
you don't think it would be a game changer necessarily for people coming here because they'll probably have to pay it elsewhere too?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think people are well used to it at this stage. You know what I mean? They accept it. It's just part of life. Nobody will like it, of course. But okay. I don't think it's going to stop people from coming.
I was in Venice last year and the tourist tax was €4 per night per person. And Shane Coleman, I know, was saying this morning that he is aware that I think Lisbon is €5 per night per person, something like that. Maybe it's four as well. Yeah. But it's that, yeah. Is that the kind of level we can expect to see?
Yeah, I mean, like I was looking up earlier on this morning, Greece has an €8 per person per day in high season, plus a climate resilience tax, which can go from €1.50 to €10 a day.
And is so that everywhere in the whole country of Greece, not just in Athens, not just in the fancy islands?
It would vary according to, I guess, how popular the place is. They can also vary according to the standard of the hotel. So you would find that, you know, 3-star hotels would charge the lower end of the rate. Ah. The 4 or 5-star hotels would charge more. Sometimes some of them have a lower rate for children. Some of them don't. In some countries charge just a one-off fee, like it's a tourist tax. You just pay an amount.
So if you enter the city kind of thing, you pay a levy and it's
exactly. Okay. But most of them do charge per person per day rate.
Okay.
So you can, I mean, you're talking about €5, €6, €7, €8
If you're a family of 4 or 5 and it's 5 or a day, it's another £25 a day. You stay somewhere for a week, it's €200.
Yeah, exactly. So you do have to, you do have to add it in. You have to factor it in to your budget.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, it is important when no matter where you're going to check, are there any other charges that you're going to face when you get there?
Fair.
I mean, there was a big outroar a few years ago about the Las Vegas resort fees. They started charging these resort fees, which aren't really a tax. They're another charge by the hotels.
Okay.
But they can vary from $20 to $50 a day. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose lastly, maybe, is there a danger, Claire, that Ireland is already among the more expensive European countries? You know, like when we go abroad to your Spains or your Greeces or places like that, we get a little bit more for our money. We get a little bit more in terms of, you know, meals are cheaper, wine is cheaper, all of those types of things are a little bit cheaper. Is it more dangerous for a tourist zone like Ireland to do this when we're already at the upper end? Is that at all a concern?
I think we have to just be very careful. I think we have to watch it and watch the hotel prices generally. And I mean, you know, the restaurant prices and the food. And I know restaurants can be under a lot of pressure, have been under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I think they
are. You know, on their cost side. But I think we have to look at the overall picture and say, okay, well, look, what do we want to do here? And do we want to attract maybe higher spending tourists rather than way more tourists? What I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's something we definitely need to be conscious of, but I don't think it's going to stop people from coming because they know that's it's an accepted norm now.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Claire Dunn, they're the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.